Hi, my name is Zakara, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely lightning master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom you desire, and literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies and to support you to be that unlimited master you truly are at my website at zakairon.com. And, of course, on my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. All right, so here we go. Everyone is an enlightened master. Everyone is an ascended master. Everyone is an angel. Everyone is Source. Or to use old terminology, everyone is God. That's right, baby. Aside from our classic military heroes and sports heroes and musical heroes and political heroes and environmental heroes, film heroes, science heroes, superheroes, and of course Hogan's heroes, the most revered and aspirational heroes through time have always been the spiritual master, the enlightened heroes, the prophets, and the gods, so to speak, of spirituality that reached high levels of spiritual awareness, and some of whom we use the terminology ascended, so to speak, and who we imagine are guiding us with their light, sort of like angels who were human once, many of which are channeling through beings, giving us direct vibrational guidance that's being translated by those channels. I mean, and of course there are the top dogs, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, etc. But if you look at any culture, there are countless other revered masters who have achieved high levels of awareness and enlightenment and who were revered or ridiculed and even some, put to death, so to speak, or both, but are now seen as saints and bodhisattvas and ascended masters, etc. Basically, they are seen as gods. I sell a line of pictures of many of these great masters painted by the absolutely legendary artist team, Peter Fitch Christensen and Brigitte Fitch, based in Denmark, who paint absolutely amazing paintings of dimensional beings and cosmic gateways and angels and enlightened masters and ascended masters who have graced this planet and who now guide us from the higher planes of existence, from non-physical reality. So, the big question is, who are these ascended masters and angels? Who are these prophets and saints seemingly sent by God? Well, the truth of the matter is, they are all just like us. They are all source beings. They are and were physical extensions of who they truly are as Source, just like us, who are physical extensions of who we truly are as Source. And there's no separation between us and them, aside from our perceptions. The only difference between you and an ascended master or a prophet or a saint is how conscious and deliberate you are with your thinking and how dedicated you have been to being and living here on Earth as a human in a similar manner to who and what you truly are as Source. In other words, how connected are you to the sourceness of who and what you truly are? Because we all started out the same. We all were born as divine souls into human bodies, extensions of Source. Who we truly are as Source decided to live a physical life in a human body. And you are that physical expression of who you truly are as Source. And your physical, spiritual enlightenment quotient, as it were, really boils down to how dedicated you are to being connected to who you truly are as Source on a daily basis, which is based very simply upon how positive-oriented and how unlimited-oriented your thinking process is. Because you as Source only thinks in unconditionally loving and allowing and completely joyful and unlimited non-judgmental ways. And basically, when you are thinking in non-judgmental, allowing, joyful, abundant, unlimited ways, you are in alignment with who you truly are as Source. And the more you do that, the more Source momentum you build up to a state where being connected to your Source is just an average, everyday thing for you. Quote unquote, you're now enlightened, as it were. But it's not a miracle that happens from some epiphany or near-death experience or from a drug-induced experience or decades of meditation, although, of course, it can. Those epiphanies do come to people, and, of course, they do get there from those, but it's not necessary. You don't have to sit in a cave for 20 years and meditate to reach enlightenment. So the only difference between you and any of the great enlightened masters that have walked this earth is momentum of unlimited awareness, momentum of unconditional love, momentum of joy, well-being, and abundance that's practiced on a daily basis. And how much momentum of those things you have built up and they become your average everyday reality. Jesus wasn't born instantly enlightened, contrary to what Christians and the writers of the books of the Bible imagine. None of the people who wrote those accounts of Jesus' earlier life were around, so there was no way for them to know. I don't care, you know, if they supposedly channeled it, they weren't there, and their perceptions are jaded. What people have typically done in relationship to these great masters is compare themselves where we are now to where they are now, which seems like quite a massive distance apart on the, quote, enlightenment scale. But what people are forgetting is that every master started out just like them, except the, quote, master took a more introspective and committed path to their spirituality as opposed to the majority of humanity. They took the path of conscious creation rather than unconscious creation. An enlightened master basically is one who is consciously deciding how they are going to think on a moment-by-moment basis, which, of course, is always in positive directions, and therefore deciding how they are going to vibrate in connection with their own source, and therefore create their own reality, as opposed to how humans typically create, which is in unconscious ways by just reacting to external conditions in positive ways if they like those things, or negative ways if they don't. The other key factor that separates the peasants, so to speak, from the exalted masters, so to speak, is the allowance factor. Bum, 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 bum. The enlightened masters live in an unconditionally allowing state as opposed to a typically human resistance state, which most humans live in. They live in a state where they allow themselves to receive and be who they truly are as Source and infinite joy, love, and well-being and abundance. And they live and think and therefore vibrate in an unlimited state as who they truly are as Source does. In other words, they get their noses out of everyone else's business and they do not require other people to change so that they can be happy, which of course is living conditionally how most humans live rather than unconditionally. They simply do not judge or even classify other people's behavior as good or bad. They just let everyone think and believe and do whatever they need to do without judgment. And most of all, they recognize their own divinity and the divinity of all beings. And they have decided not to play the disempowering games of victimhood and unworthiness and helplessness and powerlessness and lack and limitation, rather than playing the typical human games of unworthy, helpless, powerless, limited victim. And the game of limited abundance and limited resources and limited love, etc., etc. But just because they have decided to do that does not make them any better or any more godlike or any more spiritual than the proverbial bum on the street who has taken a completely different pathway, because at the core of their being, both of their beings, the bum and the prophet, are exactly the same. They are both source expressing themselves in physical reality through that body and soul. And the only difference between the sinner, quote unquote, and the saint boils down to daily choices and focus upon wanted or unwanted things and allowance of source and our true being as unlimited joy, love, and abundance, or resistance to and of our true nature as source and choices of lack and limitation over infinite abundance and zero limitation. The difference is not one quantumly big choice of light over dark. It is little daily choices of allowance of love and joy over resistance to love and joy. And it doesn't matter how far down the road of resistance, limitation, doubt, lack, unworthiness, helplessness, powerlessness, etc. Doesn't matter how far down the quote-unquote dark path our beloved wino or anybody else has gone down. It doesn't matter how far down the proverbial dark path he or any of our favorite supervillains or planet on planet Earth have gone, because our natural state is joy and love, and everyone has the same ability to turn their lives around basically instantly by just pivoting away from what they don't want towards what they do want by thinking in positive-oriented, joyful, allowing, loving, and appreciative directions. And because of that dedication towards positive, joyful appreciation, the former bum can become the enlightened master. The point is, there is no difference between us and the most enlightened masters to have walked this earth, and no difference between us and the so-called God that people imagine they are separate from, when the truth is, we are not separate from God or source, as I prefer to call it, or separate from Jesus or Buddha or any of the great masters and prophets and saints, etc., because we are all source. We are all, at the core of our being, non-physical source. We just happen to currently be physical expressions of that non-physical source that we truly are. So, even though we are physical expressions of source, we are always non-physical source at the same time. But just because we are physical does not mean we are in any way lesser than non-physical source or limited in some sort of way, or to use old world terminology, we are not lesser than God in any way. No matter how enlightened or unenlightened, so to speak, you are. In fact, you're completely the opposite. You're the leading edge of creation. You are the exciting physical expression of creation that is literally expanding and evolving this planet and universe. So you are of utmost importance and priceless value. Not to mention the fact that Source does not judge any aspect of its own creation. The enlightened master or saint or angel or prophet or supposed son of God is not loved any more or any less than our alcoholic friend on the street, or the terrorist, or the murderers, or the thieves, or the warlords, or the newborn baby. Everyone is of equal value because everyone is a physical expression of Source, and everyone has the complete freedom to play any physical game that they choose. Every soul in the universe is equal in every way because we are all Source, and we are all the essence of joy, love, infinite abundance, and infinite power, and we are all immortal. We are all infinite and unlimited in every way. And it does not matter if you're the worst sinner to have ever lived or the most enlightened saint. We are all Source. We are all joy. We are all love. We are all God. So, why does one person head down the proverbial dark path, so to speak, while another takes the path of light and love? Well, first, you've got to understand that the purpose of life is joy. and the basis of life is freedom, and the result is never-ending expansion. So every spirit, every source soul, as it were, has the complete freedom to play any physical game that they choose for the fun and adventure of it. And for the contrast of that choice, the contrast of that choice creates, because of the great clarity and desires and choices that will be available because of that contrast of unwanted things. And when confronted with the contrast of unwanted things in life, the choice that every soul is confronted with is, will I choose the path of allowance, the path of power, so to speak, or the path of resistance because I feel powerless? Will I think about what I want to improve in my life? Or will I think about the things that I don't like and don't want? And then will I play the poor me, helpless, powerless, unworthy victim game and bang the drum of the contrast of unwanted things that have inspired my desires for improvement and therefore create more unwanted things because I keep banging the drum about unwanted things? Well, the first choice is usually a conscious one. The second choice is an unconscious reaction to try and get rid of or run from unwanted things. Choice one is a choice of allowance and surrender and empowerment and unconditional love, and a choice to be led by source and good feeling thoughts and thoughts of appreciation. It is a choice to be led towards what you do want, and even appreciating the contrast of unwanted things that have inspired your clarity towards wanted things. Choice two is a learned and reactive choice based on the faulty belief in our powerlessness and unworthiness and lack of belief that we have the power to create what we want. Choice two stems from the faulty beliefs in a jealous, insecure, judging overlord of a God who is supposedly controlling our fate. It is a false belief in our unworthiness and sinful nature rather than a belief in the true essence of our being, which is complete, priceless, divine value and pure love nature. So, what about miracles? How was Jesus and other great masters through history able to heal the sick and raise the dead and live for hundreds, even thousands of years? How are the masters of the Far East able to disappear and reappear huge distances away instantly? How was I able to remove a cyst blocking the birth canal of a lady, a friend of mine's wife, and perform other miraculous healings that I have done? Well, we did it by allowing. We did it by seeing that person, the patient as it were, as whole and healed and perfect in their natural state of being, not sick. And then the rest was purely up to the person with the issue that had attracted the issue and their ability to allow and surrender to their natural way of being, which is health and well-being and joy, etc. Jesus was able to perform so-called miracles because he did not see them as broken or sinful or lesser than or unworthy or sick. He saw them as whole, as complete. He saw them as God. He saw them as source. He saw everyone as they all truly are, as source. And he saw them as we all truly are, which is pure health, well-being, joy, love, immortality, and infinite abundance. And I was personally able to perform so-called miracles of healing by seeing the issue healed and whole and basically gone, to just see the patient in question as whole, complete, beautiful, wonderful, healthy, etc. And the patient in question just allowed that vibration and so was healed. It was and always is the classic state of your faith has healed you. Your faith has set you free. Now go and tell no one, because they're going to talk you out of it and make you doubt, and then you're going to attract it again. And now we have seen through the last 100 years or so countless people healing themselves from countless supposedly incurable diseases like cancer. It happens all the time. People just have miraculous healings. So how were they able to do that? Well, the same way Jesus and other masters, including myself, supposedly healed others. Those people healed themselves by having faith that they were healed, by seeing themselves as whole, not sick. So the point is, we are all Jesus's. We are all miraculous healers, and with the equal ability to perform so-called miracles by just allowing ourselves to reconnect to our natural state of complete, unlimited joy, love, well-being, and abundance. And, of course, perfect health and vitality. And the aspirational state of the enlightened master is one where you decide that every day is going to be miraculous. And miracles happen every single moment of every single day, because they do. Every divine synchronicity between you and the wild animals and the birds and your pet or your lover, or you looking up at the right time to see the rainbow or the UFO, or even simple things where you are in an allowing state and you allow yourself to be guided by your source to wonderful people and wonderful situations and wonderful opportunities and synchronicities of joy and abundance and prosperity and riches and entertainment and good food and wonderful experiences and adventures and people. That's the miracle of life. That's the miracle of life, where you attract nonstop joy, love, and abundance where everywhere you go. And miracles then just become an average, everyday part of life. And that's how life should be. That's, quote-unquote, the enlightened master, who is basically just allowing wonderful things to be attracted to them every single day. Struggle is a choice. It is not a necessity. But as soon as you choose ease over struggle, then the average everyday miracles of life can actually happen. And then you are living the same blessed life that every enlightened master has lived. And the master key to living that enlightened, joyful, abundant life is allowance. The master key is always the path of least resistance, not the path of most resistance and struggle, and proving your worthiness by how much you've struggled. Our fellow humans have been telling us a lie our entire lives, that the path to joy and abundance is fight, fight, fight. Prove your worthiness. That to get what you want in order to be happy, you've got to fight for your right to party. You gotta fight for your right to party. And you gotta fight for your right to get abundance. And you gotta fight for your right to have love. It's bullshit. We've been taught that we have to fight for love and fight for wealth and fight for success and fight for our health, when the complete opposite is actually the truth. You cannot get a happy result from an unhappy journey. And unhappy journeys only attract more unhappiness. It's very simple. To get what you want, which is always more joy, because that's all anybody wants. It's the only reason you want anything, is for the joy of it. To get what you want, which is always more joy, because your divine essence is joy and the purpose of life is joyful creation. To get what you want, you've got to surrender to that source essence of joy and love and abundance and adventure, and just be that joy regardless of external conditions. You just got to be happy naturally. You just got to be your natural happy state regardless of what's going on around you. That's none of your business. Rather than fight for your happiness, and fight for your abundance. You've got to be an unconditional master of joy where you are happy regardless of external conditions in your life or on planet Earth, and regardless of what anyone else is doing and what is happening anywhere with the politics or environments or the quote-unquote financial issues, etc. You don't fight against supposed overwhelming forces that are allegedly hell-bent on keeping you from getting what you want. Instead, you recognize your unlimited power to create anything you want and release the illusions of supposed assertion that falsely proposes that more powerful forces can assert their evil will upon you against your will and stop you from getting what you want. You understand that there is only one law in the universe, and that is the law of attraction. And the powerful law of attraction and the entire universe is unconditionally supporting you to literally create anything you desire. You could create an entirely new planet if you have the ability to completely allow that without any doubt or resistance. So, if I may make a final recommendation, when you look at the great masters of spirituality or the masters of art or sports or science or music or acting or filmmaking or writing, etc., and you aspire to that level of greatness, realize that they did not get to that lofty state of mastery overnight. None of them were born instant masters. They were born the same way as you, with infinite potential and infinite choices and infinite power and infinite clarity and with the infinite support of the entire universe of creation. And they got to where they are now one step at a time, one day by day, one minute by minute, one choice at a time, choosing joy, love, and ease and allowance over resistance and struggle. It got there with every choice of delicious desire and excitement and hope and faith about their desire for joy and love and more love and more abundance and riches and more riches and more fun and more fun and more adventure and more adventure and more creativity and more creativity. Not one master got to a state of enlightenment by resisting and fighting opposing forces. Not one. That only gets you nailed to crosses. That only gets you stoned. That only gets you burned. It does not get you the states of delicious joy and delicious ecstasy. Not one master of spiritual awareness got there by sticking their noses in anyone else's business and judging anyone for any reason and saying, this is wrong and this is good and you should do this and you should do that. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. They got there by allowing everyone to think and believe and act however they choose without any degree of judgment. They got there by seeing beyond the surface of human expression of bad or good to the source essence that is the essence of every soul on Earth and in the entire universe. They saw as God source sees. They lived and breathed and experienced reality as Source does, which is always seeing the perfection of everything, seeing the gift of unwanted contrast, and how that provides clarity of wanted things, and literally evolves and expands this planet as we create that improvement in our lives and on planet Earth. And seeing the true essence of everyone, that everyone is Source and everyone is infinite love, joy, well-being, and abundance. And seeing everything that everyone desires and everything they have created from those delicious desires for improvement, more joy, love, well-being, and abundance. So, who you truly are is already enlightened. You are already an enlightened master. Who you truly are as Source is already an ascended master. And you can live an absolutely miraculous existence every single moment of your life by just surrendering and allowing that Source that you truly are to live and breathe and speak through you as you. and love through you as you, and laugh through you as you, and create through you as you, and play through you as you. Because you are the divine master, you are the enlightened master, you are the ascended master that you aspire to be, you are the creative master that you aspire to be. You are everything that you desire, and you are everything that you aspire to be, do, and have. So there you go. I hope you have enjoyed my vodcast. Everyone is an enlightened master, and it has helped you to realize and remember that you are an enlightened master, regardless of how it looks, regardless of how much money you got and how much love you've got, or how many lovers you've got, or how many cars you've got, or houses, etc., etc., etc. If you did get something from this, and I know you did because it was freaking amazing, please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channels, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more supportive goodies to help you be and do and have the amazing master that you are, and be, do, and have whatever you want and create those things in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success minded and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and vitality and lots of fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!